أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. We read yesterday that the path which we have asked Allah Ta'ala, the straight path, and that was the path of those people that Allah had shown His favor upon. That was the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. And this path is further defined and made clear by the opposite also. What the path that we want is that path. And in that also more clearly, and this shows the great importance of the straight path that we are asking Allah Ta'ala. And as Surah Fatiha is recited in every rakat of namaz, this shows how important it is, and the height of Surah Fatiha is that Allah show us the straight path. So that straight path is defined very, very clearly. So the path that those that Allah showed favors upon, and then the complete opposite, that those people whom Allah Ta'ala, who have gone astray, we don't want that path at all. That also is mentioned, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ جِسْ پَرْ نَا تَيْرَا غُصَّةَ هُوَا. O Allah, not the path of those people on whom your anger had come down. That is the path the ulama have explained, that those people who have the knowledge of deen, and just for the small gain of this dunya, they change the laws of Allah Ta'ala, or just to be favorites amongst the people, and give fatwas and give rulings according to the desires of people. These are those people on whom Allah's anger has settled. And this is the full description of this is found in the Jewish people. The Jews had the scriptures of Allah Ta'ala, the Torah, but the ulama changed the laws to suit the people. Whatever the people want, the kings of the time, the wealthy people of the time, according to that they change the laws also. From there, ulama have written that those people who are the ulama of this ummah, and they know the right laws, but they change them to suit people, to make people happy, to get the gains of this dunya, the very, very petty and very, very temporary gains of this dunya. All of those people are included in here, those people on whom Allah's anger has descended. And on the Jewish people it has descended such a way that Allah Ta'ala has put disgrace in their lot till the day of Qiyamah. And they will never ever see happiness, they will have fear all the time. And all the security laws that they make is all because of that fear that they have all the time, that this can happen to us, that can happen to us. So even they fear a small nail clipper also when flying by air. If it is found in a, by a person, anything, any small thing, they have great fear, and they do all these great searches on the people, etc., just because of this fear. And this was because they knew the laws of Allah, and they changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah made it clear that, O Allah, that we ask Allah not the path of those people. وَلَظَّالِّينَ وَرْنَا وَغُمْرَهُوِينَ. And neither those people who have gone astray. That is, those people who followed the deen, but they went beyond the limits in deen. They went far beyond the limits. Those people are referred to here, though they followed the deen, but they went beyond the limits. And here particularly the Jews, the Christians are referred to, that they followed the deen, but they went beyond the limit, and they made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they worshipped him as God himself, or the Son of God. They went beyond that limit. And this is not confined to the Christians, but even those people, the ulama have written, the Sufis and the pious people of this ummah who went beyond the limits also. So much so that they made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him a position equal to Allah. that he is also Alimul Ghaib, that he knows the unseen as Allah Ta'ala knows. So all of them are also included in this. And in various other ways, they raise the position of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and put him equal to Allah Ta'ala. Or the awliya, they go to their qabr and they worship the qabr. They worship those awliya in the qabr. They make tawaf of the qabr, they make sajda of the qabr. So they went beyond the limits also. So not those people also. So whether they are of this ummah or whether they are of the ummahs of before, that, oh Allah, you protect us from that way. Yeah, also a great lesson of respect is taught to us. And this is very important, adab and respect in every matter. For example, the path that those that you favored, Allah said, "Alladina an'amta alayhim," the path of those people who you have favored. That is this good that who were the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, all the righteous things. There it was referred to directly that Allah, you put them on that right path, and we want that path. But for those people who have gone astray, it isn't said that Allah, those that you made to go astray. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. But yeah, it was just said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Not that those, the path of those people whom you made to go astray. This is like in many places in the Quran Sharif, this adab is taught that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said, وَإِذَا مَرِثْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become ill, then it is Allah who gives me shifa. It is not said that Allah, when you make me ill. Illness, sickness is also from Allah. But out of adab, any negative thing, we don't ascribe it to Allah Ta'ala. Then we just say whatever has happened. But positive things, good things, that we ascribe to Allah Ta'ala. That is adab. In the same way, there's adab between children and their parents also. That adab is very, very important. Between husband and wife also. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, one of the greatest in this ummah, he also says and makes dua and begs Allah, bless me with adab and with respect. Today, adab generally is gone out of us. Even just amongst ourselves, we don't have adab. For our elders, we don't have adab. We speak to anyone in any way. This is a great lesson that is taught here also. Every time we read Surah Fatiha, and we should make this dua also, that, oh Allah, bless me with adab. And by adabi, by disrespect, a person is deprived terribly by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, by bare adabi, that harm comes to a person, sometimes by the harm which does not even come by committing guna. By bare adabi, terrible harm comes to a person. So always we must try and keep adab in mind for everyone, every place, adab of the masjid, adab of the Quran Sharif, adab of elderly people, adab of our elders, our pious people. Very, very important that we keep this adab for children, for their parents, the wife, for her husband, everywhere. This adab is extremely important. Otherwise, there is great deprivation. May Allah protect us. And there are many other important points, which few of them we will still try and discuss about Surah Fatiha. This is which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, he took Qasam by Allah Ta'ala. Surah like this was not revealed in the Torah, not in the Injil, not in the Zabur. This is a very, very great favor that we have been blessed with Surah Fatiha. May we understand the greatness of this and great treasure and great ni'mat which Allah has given us in the form of Surah Fatiha. And then Allah made it that we read it, we hear it over and over the whole day in our namazes. It is a great blessing. May Allah make it that we appreciate and understand it and follow according to its teachings also. وآخر دعوانا